Imagine trying to build a house, right? But before you can even pour the foundation, you have to spend 2 years learning the chemical composition of cement.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that sounds awful.
Right. Like, you'd have to understand the exact ratio of limestone to clay. You'd have to learn how the hydration process works on a molecular level. And then you have to manually mix every single batch by hand.
It's just exhausting to even think about.
Exactly. But that is essentially what software development used to feel like.
It really is.
But today, absolute beginners with zero technical background are building complex enterprise-level applications in a matter of days. So if you've been feeling like the tech world is moving so fast that you're just, you know, standing on the platform watching the train speed by, this one is for you. Welcome to the deep dive.
Glad to be here. Because this really represents a complete collapse of the traditional barriers to entry. We are looking at a paradigm where the ability to build digital products is no longer gated by specialized syntax.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because our mission today is to figure out exactly how people in 2026 are creating these massive functioning websites and apps without actually knowing how to write traditional code.
Which is still wild to say out loud, honestly.
It really is. And we're grounding our conversation today in some really fascinating source material. We've got the curriculum and the FAQ of an institute called Vibe Coding Masters.
Right.
They are a subsidiary of Brawley Academy, based out of Hyderabad, which, by the way, has firmly cemented itself as this massive global tech hub right now.
Oh, absolutely. Hyderabad is huge for this.
Yeah. And looking at what they're teaching gives us this direct window into what the modern job market actually demands.
And what's particularly telling about their curriculum, I think, is how heavily it pivots away from memorization. Like in the past, learning the code meant spending months just learning the grammar of a language before you could build anything even remotely useful.
Yeah, just trying to get a hello world on the screen.
Exactly. But today, the focus is almost entirely on high-level direction and logic.
So the core concept they're teaching is called vibe coding, which essentially it's using AI tools, Brocked-based programming, and no-code development to convert simple human instructions into working software.
Right.
So instead of learning how to write the specific syntax of Python or like JavaScript, you are learning how to talk to artificial intelligence.
Which is a completely different skill set.
Exactly. But that immediately begs the question for me. If coding no longer requires deep programming knowledge, what exactly are people learning? Like, if they aren't memorizing syntax, what is the actual skill here?
Well, you're hitting on the core tension of this entire shift.
Yeah.
The skill being taught is no longer manual typing. It is architectural thinking. The reality of vibe coding is that it relies incredibly heavily on intelligent assistants like ChatGPT and GitHub Copilot.
Okay.
These tools basically take over the repetitive manual labor, specifically what developers call boilerplate code.
Okay, let's break that down for a second, because boilerplate is a word that gets thrown around a lot.
It does, yeah.
For anyone listening who isn't familiar with it, boilerplate is essentially the foundational repetitive code you have to write just to get a project started.
The boring stuff.
Exactly. Like, if you want to build a simple login screen, you traditionally have to write hundreds of lines of code just to tell the computer how to render a blank window.
Right. Or how to connect to a server.
Yeah, or just how to recognize that a keyboard is typing. And that's all long before you ever get to the unique parts of your actual app.
And handing that boilerplate over to AI completely changes the learning curve. I mean, you skip the grueling setup phase entirely and move immediately into rapid prototyping.
Wow.
You can just generate an idea, test it instantly, and debug it with the AI's help. It's instant feedback.
It makes me think of my earlier analogy. Is traditional coding kind of like forging every single brick by hand before you can build that house?
Yes.
Whereas vibe coding is like being the master architect who simply tells an incredibly fast, highly skilled robot builder exactly where the walls should go.
That paints the perfect picture, honestly. You are no longer the bricklayer. And the beauty of being the architect instead of the bricklayer is that your iterations happen in seconds, not weeks.
It's a massive difference.
It is. By removing the friction of syntax, learners get to experience a true learn-by-doing method. You aren't bogged down in the mechanics anymore, so you are completely engaged with the logic.
Right.
You can generate three entirely different solutions to a problem in under a minute, test all of them, and then just refine the best one.
Just think about what happens to your brain when you don't have to worry about missing semicolons.
Oh, the semicolons.
Right. I remember trying to learn basic HTML and CSS years ago and spending 3 hours hunting for a mismatched bracket that was breaking my entire web page.
It's the worst feeling in the world.
It is a highly emotional, deeply frustrating experience,
yeah.
And it usually leads to burnout for most people. But if we are shifting from manual typing to high-level direction, that has to completely change the cognitive demands on the human brain. I mean, we aren't just changing how we code, we're literally changing how we think.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, we are watching coding evolve from a technical skill into a purely computational thinking skill.
Interesting.
Yeah, because when you remove that 3-hour hunt for a missing comma, the learner stays in a state of logical flow. The brain is trained to approach problems logically rather than emotionally.
You're not raging at the machine anymore.
Exactly. You are breaking complex problems into simple, manageable steps, which is really the essence of critical and analytical thinking.
It also seems to unlock a massive amount of creativity, doesn't it?
Oh, completely.
Because when your imagination is no longer limited by your technical typing ability, you can combine design thinking with AI-driven innovation. You can focus on the interactive design, the user experience, the storytelling of your app.
And that creative freedom is exactly why we are seeing such an explosion in digital products right now. When the cost of failure drops to near zero, because, you know, generating a new prototype takes 10 seconds instead of 10 days, people are much more willing to think outside the box and take creative risks.
Wait, I have to push back on this a little bit, though.
Okay, sure.
Because as I was reviewing all this material from Vibe Coding Masters, a part of me was feeling really skeptical.
Fair enough.
If the AI is doing all the heavy lifting, right? If it is generating the code instantly and automatically fixing all the syntax errors,
mm-hmm.
aren't we just getting intellectually lazy?
Mm.
Like, the promise in their text is that this process builds resilience and adaptability.
Yeah.
But how are you building any kind of resilience if a machine is just fixing all your mistakes for you? Aren't we just atrophying our brains?
What's fascinating here is that we often confuse the struggle of syntax with the struggle of problem solving.
Okay.
They are not the same thing. The AI is not a magic wand that instantly produces a flawless, complex product that perfectly fits the real world.
Right.
The human still has to test, fail, and improve continuously through iterative improvements. To put it simply, the AI doesn't solve the core business problem. It only solves the code problem.
The code problem versus the business problem.
Okay. Yeah.
That is a huge distinction. Let's linger on that for a second, because I think that is the absolute crux of this entire deep dive.
It really is.
AI is brilliant at syntax,
yeah,
but it has absolutely zero context about the real world.
Precisely. It's the exact opposite of humans, who understand context but often really struggle with syntax.
Yeah.
Let's walk through a micro scenario to show how this actually plays out in practice.
Let's do it.
Imagine you are building an inventory tracking application for a small local bakery. You sit down at your Vibe coding interface and you prompt the AI, build me an inventory app for my business.
Right. And the AI is going to spit out a perfectly coded, bug-free inventory system.
Yes.
But it's going to be super generic. It might build a system designed for tracking car parts in a warehouse.
It
doesn't know that bakeries deal with perishables. It doesn't know that flour needs to be stored differently than fresh strawberries, or that croissants expire in 2 days while sugar lasts for years.
And that is exactly where human cognition comes in. The AI generated flawless code, but it totally failed the business problem.
Wow. Okay.
So the human has to refine the instructions. You have to tell the AI, add a feature that flags items nearing their expiration date and categorize ingredients by refrigeration needs.
So you're constantly course correcting it.
Yes. The AI writes the new code, but wait, it takes your instructions entirely literally.
Oh, right.
So maybe it adds a bright red alert button for expiring items, but because you didn't specify the UI layout, it places that button completely off screen where the baker can't even see it.
Ah. So the resilience they're talking about on the curriculum isn't built by fixing broken code.
No, not at all.
The resilience is built through the psychological friction of refining your own communication.
Mm.
You are looking at the output, realizing you missed a step in your own logic, and then adjusting. You're basically debugging your own thought process.
We're debugging human communication, yes.
Of wild.
You have to break that complex, real-world challenge into a flawless sequence of step-by-step logical instructions. If your instructions are vague, the AI generates completely useless software.
Right.
That iterative loop prompting, testing the output, realizing your prompt was flawed, and trying again is incredibly intellectually demanding. It is the exact opposite of lazy.
I love that. You are debugging your own thought process. That makes total sense.
Yeah.
So vibe coding essentially turns you into a digital problem solver, focusing entirely on context while the AI handles the syntax.
Exactly.
But being a good problem solver is really only half the battle. If you are listening to this, you probably want to know how all this theory actually translates into, well, paying the bills.
The most important part for a lot of people.
Right. We need to talk about the tangible payoff, the monetization, the careers. What does the 2026 job market actually look like for someone who learns to vibe code?
Well, the landscape is incredibly dynamic right now, largely because the demand for people who can bridge the gap between AI and traditional development is just skyrocketing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The Vibe Coding Master's curriculum specifically highlights demand for technologies like Python, JavaScript, React, Angular, and the MERN stack, all combined with AI-based workflows.
Okay, let's stop and talk about the MERN stack for a second, because that really blew my mind when I was reading the source material.
That's a big one.
Yeah. So MERN stands for MongoDB, Express, React, and Node. And it used to take years to master this stack.
Easily years.
For the non-technical folks listening, think of it this way. Mongo is like the giant filing cabinet where all your user data lives.
Good analogy.
And Node and Express act like the busy clerk running back and forth, fetching the files from that cabinet.
Right.
And then React is the beautiful interactive storefront that the customer actually sees and clicks on. Historically, a single person had to learn the incredibly complex languages for the cabinet, the clerk, and the storefront.
It was an agonizingly long journey to become a full-stack developer capable of wiring all those complex pipes together by yourself.
Yeah.
But today, a beginner is just orchestrating an AI to connect those systems for them. You don't need to know how to write the database query. You just need to know that the storefront needs data from the filing cabinet, and you direct the AI to build that connection.
And because of that massive acceleration, the career paths seem incredibly varied now. We are seeing full-stack developers, AI engineers, and a massive surge in remote freelance developers and global project-based consultants.
We are also seeing a major shift in entrepreneurship.
Oh, tell me about that.
Well, startup founders are utilizing these skills to build their own minimum viable products. They don't need to raise $1 million to hire a massive technical team just to test if their idea works. They can just vibe code the prototype themselves over a weekend.
The curriculum also points out a reality of the modern corporate world that I found really interesting. Companies in 2026 are increasingly valuing micro skills and practical execution over, like, traditional theoretical computer science degrees.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not about whether you can pass a written exam on algorithms anymore. It's about whether you can sit down, spin up an AI workflow, and build a working automation tool that actually saves the company money today.
Yeah. Things like creating landing pages on the fly or automating customer service emails.
Exactly.
That practical focus is the driving force behind modern tech education. You are building a portfolio from day one.
Right.
You are learning how to turn technical skills into actual services that businesses are ready to pay for, which makes you client ready immediately. It's a massive shift from academic theory to tangible utility.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. Let's look at a highly specific detail they provided about their certifications.
Oh.
So Vibe Coding Masters mentions that they offer course completion certificates from their JNTU branch. That's Jawaharlal Nehru Technological University in Hyderabad.
Right.
But the documentation explicitly mentions taking an SEO and AI overview perspective regarding these certificates. That stood out to me.
It's a crucial point. And it raises an important question about how hiring actually functions today. We tend to think of certifications as, you know, a piece of paper you hang on your wall to impress an interviewer sitting across from you.
Right, like a traditional diploma.
Exactly. But modern hiring in 2026 is largely algorithmic.
Exactly. It's less about human HR reps reading resumes and more about AI recruiters scraping the web.
Yes. When you hold a certification in a highly searched, cutting-edge skill like vibe coding, you are optimizing your professional profile for the algorithms that run platforms like LinkedIn or global freelance job boards.
Wow, wow.
These platforms use APIs to constantly scrape profiles for emerging skill sets. So the certification actually acts as a beacon for those algorithms.
So having that specific phrase vibe coding certification embedded in your profile means you are literally making yourself algorithmically discoverable. You are speaking the language of the AI recruiter.
Exactly. It validates your hands-on experience with modern AI-powered development, which obviously builds credibility for remote and global job opportunities.
Yeah.
But more importantly, it ensures that when an enterprise algorithm searches for someone who understands how to orchestrate AI workflows, your profile is the one that surfaces to the top of the pile. You are engineering your own discoverability.
That is so smart. So if you are listening to this right now, I really want you to think about how this applies to your life.
Definitely.
Whether you are trying to switch careers completely, launch a startup idea you've had in your head for years, or honestly, if you just want to stop feeling completely overwhelmed every time a new AI tool is announced on Twitter.
Which happens every week.
Literally every week.
Yeah.
Building a portfolio of real-world projects through vibe coding is the bridge. It is the bridge between having an idea and actually having a functional product.
It is, without exaggeration, the democratization of software development.
Wow.
The barrier that used to keep brilliant, non-technical people out of the industry, the complex syntax, the frustrating development environments, the gatekeeping, all of that has been largely dismantled. You are moving from a theoretical understanding of technology to practical, immediate execution.
So what does this all mean? When we zoom out and look at everything we've pulled from this deep dive into 2026's tech landscape, it proves that your value in the industry has fundamentally shifted.
It really has.
Your value is no longer found in knowing exactly how to write the code. The machine knows how to write the code faster and more accurately than you ever could.
Yeah, that battle is over.
It is. Your value is in knowing what to build, understanding the real-world business context, and knowing how to guide the AI to build it properly.
I would add that the true overarching benefit of mastering this is the psychological shift. Well, it transitions you from being a passive consumer of technology, someone who just downloads apps and mindlessly scrolls through feeds, to an active creator of technology.
Oh, I love that.
For decades, the tech industry caused a lot of fear and confusion for beginners. But this new paradigm empowers literally anyone with logical thinking to bring their ideas to life.
It really is a total reframing of what it means to be a tech person.
All right.
Which actually leads me to a final thought I want to leave you with today.
All right.
If artificial intelligence is now fully capable of doing the actual mechanical coding based purely on our instructions, does that mean the ultimate tech skill of the future isn't math?
Mm-hmm.
Like, does it mean it isn't computer science or engineering or system architecture at all? I think we're looking at a future where the ultimate tech skill is actually human communication.
Because if we don't know exactly what we want, and if we can't articulate our desires and our logic with crystal clear precision, no AI in the world is going to be able to build it for us. Something to think about as you navigate this new landscape. Thanks for joining us on this Deep Dives, and we will catch you next time.